I've got another guest coming in here. We're fixing to go to break. When I come back, have you ever heard the topic of life insurance and why most people don't plan? I'm going to be talking that here for the rest of the hour. I think you, my listener, will enjoy hearing about this. Stick around. We'll be talking to Mark Gardner when we come back. We'll be back at Willis. Go. Welcome back to Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright. It's the most informative real estate talk show in the country. Now back to Willie with Mark Gardner.
Hey, Mike. You know, I want to thank Sean for doing a great dissertation this morning. And like Sean, my friend Mark Gardner showed up to the studio, and he and I have been visiting for a while. And I'll tell you something these two guys have in common. Both of them said they're very adamant about not doing an infomercial on themselves, but rather giving good content out to you, our listener. Mark, I want to welcome you to the studio. How you doing, bud?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me here.
Yeah,
buddy.
Good to have you. Mark Gardner is a life insurance man. And he came to me one day and he said, I want to go tell the people on your radio program about life insurance and really explain what it is. And I got to thinking about it. I have no idea what life insurance is, other than it's perceived that you need it when you get old. So you've been educating me that most people don't plan. And Mark, you know, we gave an analogy about, you asked me what my favorite car was. And I said, well, it's a highbrow cat, four-year-old gelding. And you rolled your eyes back in your head and went, what in the world is that? You know, I guess I'm supposed to give a Corvette or, you know, Lamborghini or something. But, you know, you don't buy insurance prior to getting, you know, a car. So life insurance, how does that pertain to real estate? Talk to me a little bit.
You know, Willie, the average home is about $249,600 in America. And what happens is most people, if something were to happen to them, they're not covered to be able to pay that mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to do is protect families for home mortgage life insurance protection.
So is that PMI?
No. Willie, PMI is property mortgage insurance, and that's where the bank charges approximately 25 basis points or 0.25% to the homeowner.
Now, be careful when you say that, because I know Sean's listening right now. He'll correct me on everything if I'm wrong. But it's a percentage of what you when you do a mortgage based on the loan to value. Now, it's my understanding that if you're 20% equity into a home, there is no private mortgage insurance.
That's correct.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are some folks that are fortunate enough to get into a home with no money down and so forth. But what ends up happening is that if something happens, you know, for the average American, if the husband and wife are the same age, the wife will outlive the husband 6 to 8 years. And if they put down 20% on that $250,000 home, that's $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
And if the husband passes away and the wife is a home, I'll call her a domestic engineer, and she's taking care of the family and the home and everything else, which is a great responsibility, how will she go out in the workforce and be able to duplicate
the income? Yeah, that figures, man. The women outlive us, and they're way more mature than us. We're doomed from the start. So there lies the reason why life insurance. So if I ask you as an insurance man, you know, should I buy life insurance when I'm healthy, or should I wait till I'm, you know, proceed to be unhealthy? Talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, Willie, that's a great question. I think most people don't buy life insurance because it's an added expense and they're not thinking about it. And so, well, my mother had a coaster and it said, get around to it.
Yeah.
And most people are going to get around to it, but they never do.
That's a very good analogy. I got to tell you, for myself, you know, I'm touching 20 now. That's about how old I am. 30. I'll give myself 30. But I've always viewed life insurance as, you're right, I'll get around to it. And it's very important that people be educated about the importance of it. So on a home, you do that for your spouse. You do that if you pass away for the children. What are some of the other reasons why you get life insurance?
Well, Willie, there's been a phenomena that goes on, whether it be the stock market or the real estate markets, where you have the property values going up and down. We've seen this past year, what is it, going up about 8, 9, 10%?
Well, they say that on a national basis, they predicted in 2013 that we would have equity around this country and it would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 5%. But you know, real estate is local and everywhere you go, it's pockets. Had a person, had a guest on my show. He's also a person. A couple of days ago, that's from the east side of Dallas, a really, really good broker. And he said they had pockets over in the east side of Dallas that were north of 13% in 2013. So a $100,000 home, you know, now, wada bing, we're at $113,000 this year.
But what about those homes that were upside down?
Mm-hmm.
And where the market was upside down and the liquidity factor wasn't there to be able to sell. So if somebody, let's go back to the example earlier on PMI, you put down $50,000 on a $250,000 home, the breadwinner passes away, and now the family faces, well, how am I going to pay that mortgage? And so the bank ends up taking it back, and so the family lost, first and foremost, a roof over their head, and most importantly, the equity that the family put into that home.
I just know it's a very good thing that you need. I don't normally do this, but I'm going to give out your number, 214-722-7555, 214-722-7555. I understand you got 40 years on Wall Street.
That's correct, Willie.
Yeah, you've forgotten more than I ever know about life insurance and the right. And on top of all that, he's a good guy. I know some of his people on down the line. And my friend Mark Gardner is in the good guy category. Make sure you go to willielambright.com, click on the Trusted Local Providers tab, and Mark will soon be there. Now, I got to go to break. Here's one of the things I want to ask you about when we come back. You know, you probably triggered some of our audience curiosity about the importance of life insurance. Maybe we can take age groups and show you the difference of buying a life insurance policy of someone that's healthy and 50 and someone that's healthy and 30. Can we do that a little bit?
Absolutely.
Stick around. You know it, friend. You're listening to Real Estate Talk with the one and only Willie Lambright. We'll be back in a Willie Scoot.
During the break, also check us out at Facebook.com/Willie Lambright or just search for Real Estate Talk in the Facebook search bar. Back right after this. And now back to Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright. Here's Willie.
Thank you so much, Mike, and you're doing a fantastic job today. And go USA hockey at noon. I'm ready to get redemption in the Canadian
redemption,
department.
Please. Yeah, I'm still crying from yesterday.
I watched those poor girls in there. They were an inch away from winning that thing. That is scary. Mm. I really am enjoying the Olympics. Now, moving right along, I tell you, Mark, I don't know a lot about life insurance, but I do know this, that people fail to plan. And we do all this information here on Real Estate Talk about empowering people with knowledge so they can make wise decisions in real estate. Well, wise decisions in real estate is being prepared should there be a catastrophe in your family. And I tell you, it's really cool. We'll talk about the pricing of life insurance because we'll get around to it, right? But you give out a little emergency networking response system pamphlet here. It's one of the coolest things I've ever seen. It gives you, you fill out your personal information, and basically, you know, there is, what is it, 7 out of 10 people don't have a will. And it basically, you put down what your final wishes are, you know, and really what you want to have happen to your life. And it's really cool. That's a compliment.
Thank you, Willie.
Go with that, brother. Go with that, okay?
You know what happens with most people, like you said earlier, people fail to plan. And if something should happen unforeseen to a family, most families don't even know if the spouse person had a life insurance policy or where it is.
Would you tell me how many life insurance policies lapse?
Millions of policies lapse every year, and people can convert those term policies into whole life. I mean, these insurance companies are banking that after a while, when Christmas comes around or something like that, you may forego paying your premium, but you won't forego giving a Christmas present to a loved one.
Mm-hmm. So let's do this. Since we're, your mother said the circle, and we'll get around to it. What does a life insurance policy cost? Talk about that. So that makes it a little bit easier to grasp. That it's, you know, is it, you know, giving up a steak dinner on Friday? What does it cost?
Well, Willie, it's a great question, but you know what?
Let's do me as an example. I'm a 50-year-old, you know, guy that's relatively healthy physically. I don't know about in the brain, right? But, you know, what does that, something like that, cost?
Well, you can't exactly say how much something costs because everybody's different. It depends on what medications you might be taking, weight, height. These are also issues.
Mm-hmm.
And what we as advisors are supposed to do is go out and shop for the best providers at the best pricing based on a multitude of things. Now, somebody who's younger, obviously.
Mm-hmm. That's really the time to get a life insurance policy.
But like we said earlier, somebody who wants to have a Lamborghini isn't going to go out and buy insurance on that just because they want to have it. They don't feel that there's any need for it, so they don't buy it.
So let me ask you this. Circle around with me. Stay with me, all right? We're not going to do a tutorial on life insurance to the nth degree here.
Yeah.
But is it, for a guy like me, is it $1,000 a month? Is it $1,500 a month? Or is it $1,500 a year? Is it? Give me a ballpark.
Well, it depends on...
I'm not taking any medicines. I'm 51 years old, and all my toes and fingers move. I got all my teeth. I'm a rarity in my gene pool, my family.
Okay. To respond to you very openly and candidly, I can't give you an exact quote. I can give you ranges, but...
That's what I want.
Okay. It also depends on the amount of insurance that you want to get.
Well, a lot of money to me is $10. So, you know, let's say that I get $1 million policy.
Well...
Don't say that because my relatives will start, you know, putting the head out on me. I'm just curious. Is it $100 a month, $100 a quarter? How expensive is life insurance?
We're probably looking at somewhere between $300 to $500 a month easily. And more importantly, it depends on if you get term versus whole life.
Tell me the difference.
Well, think of an automobile insurance that you have. You drive to work. You have to have insurance on your automobile. And sometimes it's 6 months, and sometimes you get a contract for a year. So if you don't have a wreck within that 6-month period, they don't charge you any more, or they may charge you more for the next 6 months. Life insurance, you can buy 10-year, 15-year, 20, 25, 30 years. And depending on your age, depends on how far out the insurance company will extend that. The difference between term is, again, the amount of time that you pay per month over a period of time. Now, you can buy it either monthly, quarterly, your premiums, semi-annual, or annual premiums. And just for the listeners to know, it's you'll get a benefit by paying a full year versus on a monthly basis. Sometimes as much as comes out to about 1 month.
Okay, so term is exactly that, the term. And you can, depend on your age, let's say you're 30 years old, you probably buy a 30-year-old term, right? The other one is what?
Whole life.
Explain that to me real quick.
Well, that's where...
You buy it for your whole life?
Well, you have the option sometimes to pay it off in a set period of time. Like, I have an 8-year-old daughter. And what I did was, about 4 years ago, I bought her a life insurance policy with 10-year pay-in. So she has $250,000 worth of life insurance, so she'll have completely paid off in a 10-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different ways of doing things.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most important thing, going back to the real estate side, is that you want to cover either the full amount or part of the amount for that person to stay in that home.
Stick around. We'll talk a little more life insurance. We come to the top of the hour. Up next is going to be Mr. Mike Bowman. We're going to be talking, who knows, but it's going to be good. We'll be back in a Willie Scosh.
To contact Mark Gardner and folks like him, visit willielambright.com and click on the Willie Recommends tab and click on insurance there. Willie Recommends tab at willielambright.com. Click to become a member. It's free, and we will not spam your inbox. No worries. Right back after this. And welcome back to Real Estate Talk with Willie Lambright. This is the final segment of Willie and Mark Gardner. Back to Willie.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I'll tell you, the topic of life insurance, it is, I'm going to call it a necessary evil. And at the end of the day, it's something that you and your family need to be educated about. Are we going to teach you all the ins and outs here in 15 minutes on the air? I think that's what it was, Mike. Wasn't it talk time, 15 minutes? Probably not. But we do want to make you aware of some of the mistakes that people make when it pertains to real estate and life insurance. And I'll tell you, the biggest mistake, I think, is being uninformed. It goes back to, I say this all the time, knowledge empowers you to make wise decisions. Now, Mark, I was getting just to the generalities of it. It's not $20,000 a month to get a $1 million policy or anything like that. You know, but you got to sit down with a guy like Mark, and you got to, you know, they got to find the sweet spot of where you're at in your life. You know, if you're 40 years old and you're, you know, 15 blood pressure medicines, you had 3 strokes, you know, probably going to cost you a little bit more. And it's common sense, really, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, I want to really finish up here in this hour and how important it is in a planning guide. And people need to plan. I don't know how many of my listeners out there have an elder parent, but I don't know. My mom, the older she's gotten, the grumpier she's gotten. And I still have all the respect in the world. And I, yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, I have no idea what goes through her head, right? And so my sister and I always go, well, if something happens to mom, you know, we'll roll the dice and see what her wishes were. Well, we've finally gotten her will and all that stuff out there. But you put together a really nice planning guide, and I think that thing is so cool. And that, you know, Mark, I'm sure you won't mind this, but someone that wanted one of these planning guides, they probably could call you directly, couldn't they?
Absolutely, Willie.
Absolutely. Okay. 214-722-7555. 214-722-7555. Why don't you put all that together? Why did you put all that together, buddy?
Because most people don't have everything laid out for the loved ones.
Uh-huh.
And what they end up doing is people have to piecemeal things together, go through all kinds of files, and they'll never know where anything is or what was in your head.
Yeah.
Like you said, with your mom.
I don't, you know, the one thing that I'm insistent that my mom, God forbid if something happens to her, that I carry on. My mom walks around with a double-barrel shotgun everywhere, right? And you don't want to cross her path, right? So I'm going to get that shotgun one day. good stuff here. Any parting thoughts that you want to talk about here, Mark?
Well, I think one of the more important things is every year you should do a review.
Mm-hmm.
And sit down with your advisors, because life event happenings change all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And can help somebody. My brothers are CPAs. And one of the things that my brother Ed Gardner in Houston told me, he says, I can't help somebody if they come to me in January with a shoebox of things for last year.
Oh, yeah, he can help them. It's a matter of whether or not he wants to and the price is right.
But I mean, he can't do any of the planning for him.
Sure, sure.
He needs to do it throughout the year.
Uh-huh. So life insurance, you need to plan and get to know. Don't let your policy lapse if you already have one. That's nuts, to say the least.
Because your physical being, can change at any moment.
It really can. Hey, will you come back as a repeat offender on the show?
Be my pleasure. Thank you very much.
You know, and today, I tell you, Mark, you know, as I said, you can't explain life insurance in 15 minutes over the airways. But if anything we've done today is, you know, trigger that oh, ha, ha moment, maybe I ought to do this, right? So don't let it lapse. Get all your stuff centrally located, you know, and what your wishes are. People, make sure you got a will. It's very important. You don't want to give all your property to the state, and that's what happens when you don't have a will. You want to leave it to your loved ones. Life's short, man. I'm going to close this show out today with a couple of three things. Remember, a goal without a plan is simply a wish. Don't wish to be successful in real estate, have a goal and a plan, and your number one part of your goal and your plan is go to willielambright.com. We'll get you hooked up there. Next, my favorite, if you can see the invisible, you can accomplish the impossible. Remember this, you come into the world with nothing and you leave with nothing, and you're truly defined on how you treat people. And last but not least, it's okay to fail in life, but fail fast and self-correct. I'm your host. Up next, we're with Mike Bowman and the Century 21 crew. We'll be back in a while. Let's go.
Remember to check us out online at Facebook, facebook.com/Willie Lambright. Just search for Real Estate Talk in the Facebook bar. If you can't remember that, just remember Real Estate Talk. And you can hear us streaming live online at our website, willielambright.com. That's willielambright.com. And just click on Listen Live. Also, you can contact us through there at willielambright.com. Click on Willie Recommends to get a hold of any of our partners that Willie has relationships with there. And we will be back next hour or tomorrow, depending on where you're listening and how you're listening. Thanks for listening. Everybody goes to church, watches every NASA.